The woman looks down upon her pigeon chest, and she notices her scarf. One small white flecker has appeared on her immaculately black attire. With a seamstress hand and firm fingers, she begins to pull the white hairs out of her black scarf. She pulls out one, and another appears. She pulls out another, and another one appears. And so on until she has dropped at her feet about a pillow's worth of feathers. The gold necklace looks more attractive when there isn't any white speckle to be seen near it. White speckle. White speckle. What happens after the white speckle? The white speckle is envy. She envies everything near the white speckle. She crosses her hands over her handbag and she looks straight ahead until she yawns. Then she politely lifts the other hand to her open lips to block the view of her French porcelain dentures, which I am most certain were made in the Mauge. And then she stands up because we simply have arrived at the Chaussée d'Antin. Her station, like all the other stations, but this one is her station. This one is her station. This one is her station. Her station. Her station. Station.